I think so. I mean, I'm totally new to this. I don't know if you've done this type of how you've used and talked about stuff, but I guess we had both clicked YouTube, right?
I do YouTube. I just started like a YouTube channel. I don't have a camera for it, so like I just like record on my iPhone, and then so I'm going to have like a recording camera, but I've been super busy with school and then like work and you know everyday life things. So I'm trying.
What do you do for school and work? What are you studying?
I'm studying healthcare administration in a minor in biology in a pre-law. I'm doing like three at the same time. I know. But yeah, for work I'm an administrative assistant for a hospital, Florida hospital. So
that's great.
Yeah, in like
so are you fitness. Are you cool? Is that what you're revolving your YouTube channel around? So kind of like your school, your work and your fitness?
I do that as well. Like lately I've been posting like only like fitness stuff. But I want to, like, help young women as well, like, when it comes to, you know, dealing to, like, everyday lives, like, depression, like, your self-worth, or, like, basically in general, like, everyday, you know, whatever people face in everyday lives. So I want to, like, talk about that. I'm not only, like, a fitness-centered, because my goal is just not, like, to, you know, show people how to work out. But, like, there are other people that are dealing with so many things, and I've been, you know, inspired by other people as well to just, like, even, like, at my institution. So I talk about, like, depression, like, self-esteem, just, you know, things like that. How, like, if you want to start your own business, how I started my own business as well. So I want to, like, mentor people about that. Technically, that's it.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's really honorable. I think that's cool. Like, especially focusing around like young women and definitely things that you've gone through and you're going through. That's very cool. So you started. How many videos do you have?
I think I have like probably like six now or seven. So I just like started like I think past 2 days, in today as well. So I've just, you know, uploaded probably like three or four. But I'm trying to just like connect with other YouTubers so I can just like have people watch my videos and like talk to people, put social media, which is like I hate social media, but I guess I'm gonna have to do it. how about you?
So I guess I'll start with what we both had found the connection on, which was fitness. So I've done one show, and that was a few years back. That was a natural show up here through a federation called NANBF. So it's a strictly natural show for, you know, and it's tested, and I did pretty well. And since then, I've started my own business. I have a coffee shop here in Chicago and a coffee company roasting coffee. So, so I had clicked YouTube because I was, you know, same thing with you. I'm not really so into social media, I guess. I'm just so focused on what I'm doing in real life that it's hard for me to find time to allocate towards, you know, like hopping on Instagram for 2 hours and finding content and posting and all that. So I just wanted to talk to other people and see what, you know, what they're doing in terms of social media and, you know, maybe play around with the idea of doing a YouTube channel or something like that. So, so that's how we met, you know. It was kind of cool just being able to hop on Anchor and look for somebody to talk about this.
That's a good way to start, like. So I just literally got my website up not too long ago. So and then so my like I've started my own like fitness website like without like any help. Like you know how when people have businesses and you ask them, hey, how did you start? And they always tell you it's a lot of work. I'm like, well, I already know. Like just tell me, just like you know, give me some ideas. But anyway, so I figured it out on my own. So like I'm not a quitter. Like when I want to do something, I just give it like 100%. And then competing actually helps me as well. And like you said, your show was all natural. That's exactly why I didn't want to compete this year. Because, like, within 12 weeks, I know I will have to take things. And I'm like, no. And yeah, so I decided like not to do it at all. So just like to now just, you know, enjoy. I'm enjoying my life right now. Just like eat whatever I want. Basically not whatever I want, but like I still eat healthy, but I don't have to like measure my food out. I think the best way now, just like, sorry, YouTube, because if you have like your businesses, I mean the business that you have now, you can like advertise on social media, like Instagram. But like if you have like a YouTube channel where you can just like talk about anything, like you'll be surprised, because I've watched so many things on YouTube, like people who has a lot of subscribers, and then their whatever they, you know, display, it's like, you know, there's nothing you can learn, and but they still have people watch these type of things. So you know, it's about, you know, finding your niche, your platform, and then people will watch you. I think you should start.
Thanks. Yeah, I think I should too. It's like, it's not necessarily something that I want to focus like my business around, right? So like, I don't want to create a YouTube channel like about coffee, but I definitely want to, you know, focus on me and what I'm doing, and kind of like take people on my journey, kind of like what you're doing. Like talk about the issues that relate to me, and you know, try to connect with like my niche. I'm interested in how people go about it, because like, you know, you see so many YouTube personalities and Instagram personalities, just all different types of social media personalities, and they have all these like strategies, and they try to, you know, they try to like gauge their market, and they're really quick to like make a video around specific content. So, you know, I don't want to get lost and buried in all that stuff. So I don't know what, you know, what should I do in terms of like targeting the right people. So maybe I can learn from you on that.
Part of the process, like, you have to accept that and willing to get lost and feel buried, because from a business perspective, I mean, you have a business as well, but like me, like one thing that I've learned, like when I started like my own fitness thing, so I paid someone to do my website, even though like I do it on Squarespace, but like a web designer to just like design it and, you know, do everything like that. So I spent like hours and hours, sometimes like I spent like 12 hours in a day just sitting in front of a computer doing research. So part of it, for you to be successful for all YouTube, you have to accept that, yeah, you're gonna get lost. Like even like now, like I'm still trying to find my way, you know, trying to connect with other YouTubers. So I already find out that, okay, so I have this guy, this kid, that like he does YouTube, he's gonna show me how to edit them, like videos, everything like that. So, and I'm willing to learn. So you have, I mean, and it like, you just have to know like when to post, what to say. Literally, like once you grow your YouTube, you will post like anything, people will watch it. But as of right now, if you're just starting out, don't post like long, super long videos. So I just post like probably like 5 to 6 minutes. And then I'm going to go to details about other things, like everything that I go through in life. So I feel like there was so many people, even at my school, when I talk about, cause I'm the president of like an organization on campus. Like I was so surprised to see so many other, you know, students, even other people outside of school that actually came to my events that just like talk about, like, you know, they also relate, like we are so related, and like whatever that I've been through, they kind of like similar. So you never know what someone's going through, and then like you starting a YouTube channel will actually so just like not because that's the, I just posted a lot of videos, like I barely have any views now, but like I know some people will watch it, I mean regardless. So it just take a matter of time. Whenever you start something, every businesses, you know, take some failures before they, you know, get successful, or before, you know, people know you, unless like you post flyers, everything like that. But just start, like if you feel like you have the time, like, and one of the things that I would say, like you need to balance, like you need a really well balanced schedule, because you can get like so lost into it that you just like, okay, I have to post for YouTube, I have to do this, I have to do that. But if you don't balance like your personal life, your business life, and your YouTube life, you'll be screwed.
That sounds like some real, real important information right there. So do you set up a schedule for yourself? Do you have like a Google Calendar or some calendar that like you split up time for?
No, but what I do is that, like, let's say that, like, if I go to the gym today, mm-hmm. and I'll just record, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 minutes of, like, some type of like exercise that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then what I will do is that like probably like, I don't post something I post it right away, but sometimes I'll just like leave it for like a week or two and just like post it. Mm-hmm. Or what I will do just like if I'm just taking a break from studying or work, I'll just record it, you know, whatever comes to mind and just post it on YouTube. But I make sure that at least like I'll post at least like 3 times a week. Just like, you know, so you don't get yourself like overwhelmed with the idea of, oh, I have to record for YouTube all the time. But I think maybe I don't feel like I need a schedule for it. So I just know that like whenever, I mean, even though like, I mean, I'm very organized when it comes to my school and work, like my fitness schedule, but I don't feel like I need a schedule for it because like, I record all the time and I just have these videos saved. Whenever I just, you know, want to post something, I'll just like post it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my way of doing it. Maybe I'll just, you know, try your idea, whatever you just said. But I'd rather like have a lot of videos on my phone,
yeah.
And then like whenever that's just like if I don't feel like recording or if I don't have a lot of time to record one of these weeks, so I just know that I have some backup.
Yeah, that's definitely like, you know, whatever works for you, right? So if just going with the flow is right, then do that. But I think you convinced me. So how do you go about doing your YouTube channel? You said that you just use your webcam or your iPhone?
Yeah. So as of right now, like, I don't have a camera because like you are super expensive.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like because I've just started, like I don't feel like I have to like invest so much because I just like spend so much money in this business. So I want to take like, you know, one thing at a time. So I just like record on my iPhone. That's the whole purpose of me buying an iPhone, so I can FaceTime with my clients and then like record for YouTube. And I just found out that like my school actually like you can actually rent out some type of like probably like a video recording camera for like a week. So I'm planning to do that once I learn how to edit things, because I have to meet with my friend this next weekend, so he's gonna show me. But as of right now, I would say just like record on your phone, like if you have an iPhone, just do that instead of like, you know, buying, you know, invest in it. Because I mean, it's better to try, but it's gonna take time for you to find a lot of subscribers. Or maybe what I do now is just like I will subscribe to a lot of people and then like comment on their videos all the time, pretending that like I really watch them, but I don't. I just like, hey, I'm like, hi squad, I'm here, so they can know that, so they can actually give me a shout out. You know, once they shout you out, so many people are gonna come to your channel and then like view you.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing.
You don't think I should like light my hair on fire and make a video out of that?
I think you should leave it like that first. I'm not gonna lie, because like some people like guys with hair. I mean, some girls. So I think you should leave it first.
I'm just kidding.
No. That's actually like that can be like a YouTube video. Like all your YouTube videos, you just like put your hair in a ponytail like it is in the picture, mm-hmm. And like one time you'll have like a video that says, hey, I'm finally putting my hair down. Here's my routine. Here's what I do. Even like for like 5 minutes. And you'll be so surprised how people are going to, you know, watch it. People watch the stupidest thing on YouTube. They don't care.
No, you're right. I mean, it's funny. You know, in real life, people have a lot of anticipation when you know, they tell me all the time, put your hair down. And then I finally put it down and it's like a huge, like, shocker to people. So, yeah, that'd be funny, you know, just to put that as like a segment on there. But I think you're hitting on all the right stuff. And you know, one thing that I wanted to focus on with, you know, my YouTube channel, if, you know, I go ahead and make one, which it looks like I probably will, is that, I don't know about you, but when I started my business, it really put a lot of stress on me, right? And I found that, you know, I wasn't eating right, like, you know, my past self when I was competing and so heavily invested in the fitness industry. And all that. So I was, you know, I was gaining a little bit of weight. I was really, I wasn't feeling good. And then I'd go to work sluggish, and I'd feel sluggish. My memory wasn't there. I just felt down. And then one day I snapped and I said, you know what? I don't care how tired I am, because, you know, at this point I was working from, you know, 4:30 in the morning, 5 a.m. all the way till 8 at night, every single day for 8 months. And one day I just snapped and I said, you know what? I don't care how dead I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat a good meal after. I'm going to go to sleep and whatever I make of it. And surprisingly, I only...
It's almost time.
What was that?
It's almost time.
Okay. Hey, Ruth. All right. So we're back. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was only a 15-minute segment, so thanks for letting me know. But basically what I was saying with my business is that I was, like, feeling sluggish and, you know, terrible, and I had gone to the gym, you know, despite being, like, you know, super tired, and I'm like, okay, whatever I do, I'm going to take time to go there no matter how beat I'm going to be in the morning. And surprisingly, I got to work in the morning, or I woke up in the morning, and I felt so much energy, and I felt, I just felt great. And I think that was, you know, that was my body's way of telling me that putting that physical stress on myself and getting into the, you know, getting in back to the rhythm of living a healthy lifestyle is needed, especially when you run a business. So it's something that, I feel like I need to share with people just from my experience, so that other people that are going through this type of stress, and they say, like, well, I don't have time for the gym. Well, you know, I want to make that point that it's crucial to find time, you know, for yourself, whether it's eating right and going to the gym and doing those things, because it'll actually make you better at the thing that you're already doing.
Exactly. It make you feel more energetic. Like I've said, I think one of the things that people kind of like lack of is a well-balanced time, I would say schedule, because they also, like, we also caught up, because when we are focused on, you know, something that's so important, we just forget that you need yourself to get that thing done. So I always tell people, like, even for work, people always say, oh my gosh, I need to work, I need to make money. But I'm like, how can you make money if you're not healthy? If you're in a hospital bed, you're not gonna make money, unless probably you're already rich. But yeah, so that's one of the things that I educate people about too. Like, some people will say, I don't have time for the gym. And I always tell them, you don't need to go to a gym. You can walk, you know, at a park, do some exercises. That's still fitness related. Or change your diet. Or do so many things. Like, in my story, some people, one of the things that I found out so far is that, like, and one of the things that's kind of, like, left out is, you know, obesity. Like, I've never been obese, but I've suffered from anorexia. So I was, like, 93 pounds. And I've heard some girls that says, oh my gosh, it's so hard to gain weight, which is true, but they don't have the proper knowledge about, you know, nutrition, things like that. And I feel like there's so many people that you know, out there that I can inspire, tell them how to start, and that would be super awesome. So I'm super excited about this YouTube channel. I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, is it Ruthology Fitness? Because I will definitely...
Yes, that's all my social media. That's my IG, Instagram, Snapchat. Snapchat is basically Ruthology Fit, without the ness. My YouTube is the same name. My Twitter, I think it's Ruthology Fit 01.
Yeah.
My Instagram, Ruthology Fitness. What else? Pinterest is the same. LinkedIn is the same.
I'll definitely tune into you and give you some views on all that. So, because I like what you're doing, and I think it's good work. So, you know, I'd love to support you.
Thanks. Make sure you start your YouTube channel.
Yeah, so you can find me at this handle too. So pretty much all social media is at Swole Crates. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for you, and you know, I'm hyped up to start one for myself. So we'll see what comes of it, right, Ruth?
Yeah, sure.
Well, anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What would be, let's end it on this.
Okay.
I think that YouTube is a powerful platform if you're trying to get a message across, right?
Yes.
What would be, you would tell people who are thinking about starting a YouTube video?
That's a good question. I would say... Have a plan written out. So you need a plan. Because if you just don't, you know, have any idea, like, anyone can start a YouTube channel. Like, you just, whenever you sign up to YouTube, technically you can turn it into a channel. But you need to know, like, not even finding your niche. It's basically like, know what you're gonna say. Don't. And then one of the thing about that is, if you're trying to be fake, like someone that you are not, you know, basically you have to be yourself because people are gonna find out. So, I would say have a plan. Just like plan everything out. You know, write down what you want to say, like your main idea, and then find all these little things that goes under, you know, subtitle that goes under your main idea, your main topic. Because like mine, so mine is basically to target like depression, mm-hmm. and how you can cope depression with fitness, because that's how my story started. I was very depressed, and fitness, that was my only way out. Yes, I do believe in God. Yes, I do pray. But fitness was like my only solution, because, you know, when you're depressed, you go through so many things, you know, suicidal thoughts, everything like that. But when I actually started at the gym, and that was my only comfort, no matter how ugly, no matter how many times I've been bullied. Like, even when I went to the gym, I remember these, you know, old couples, they said, what are you doing here? You look like you need like 10 cheeseburgers. And I will never forget that from that moment on, that actually kept me going. So I would say, like, if you want to start a YouTube channel, just have your plan out, just write it out, and then listen to your heart, follow your mind, and then do it. Make sure that, like, whatever you do, you can inspire people, not just, like, do it just to do it. You know, once you have a lot of subscribers, you're going to make money, but you just want to make sure that you can actually change someone.
Beautiful. I love it. Great.